Time now on our pregame show to visit with Brent Pulte, head coach of the Beavers. Brent, I don't know if it can ever be said too often, but congrats on last season.
I appreciate it. It was fun, and hopefully we can build off for this year.
It's probably still too early to tell, but have you seen some changes in recruiting and your program and other people's reactions to you and your program because of last year?
Yeah, certainly. I think it always helps out when you're, you know, going the second round of the playoffs, especially with recruiting, right? I mean, that's the name of the game. You get good players, they make coaches look good, and you can kind of run what you want out there on offense and defense if you got really good players. So I think we had a good recruiting cycle. I think it is going into this year as well. We got a handful of kids that have been committed already. So that side of stuff and just the energy around the program, you know, in the community, the alumni base, it's just fun to have that and do something you haven't done before.
Well, last year goes into the history books tonight. How's fall camp this year gone?
You know, it's been good. I think the kids understand it's a grind. It's, you know, 24 straight days of, you know, pushing and shoving and beating on each other. So just like any camp, you got nicks and bruises, guys got in and out type of, you know, hope most of them short-term injuries to get back. So we're fairly healthy going into game one, which is always important to have your best players out there. And like I said off the air, it's like, it's just time to go play. Like, you can sit here and prepare, and we just talk about chasing ghosts. What if you do this? What if they do that? It's just get your kids prepared the best they can and let them go play football. And that's where we're at right now. We need to go do it.
The offensive line is young, but you do bring back an awful lot of weapons. Can this offense be even better than it was last year?
Yeah, I think they have some room to grow. I mean, you look at the stat lines and stuff. We weren't as efficient running the ball as we want to be, which goes back to maybe we just leaned on the passing game. We had a lot of explosive players out there. So I don't think we're going to, you know, say that we need to outdo what we did last year. But I think, again, that's a pretty good measure of what we can do. Spread it out, play fast, play physical, hopefully getting Jalen back in the run game, along with Sage, who was a good football player for us last year as well, and getting those guys rolling behind a very veteran offensive line group and tight end, H-back, fullback type body. So hopefully we can establish that and open up even more room for our receivers.
What does getting Jalen Fry back mean to that side of the ball?
I think just getting him back, he's a very energetic kid. He's a captain. He's a leader. So just having his presence on the field has been just as important as what he can do when he has the ball. But obviously, go back to the last time he played. I mean, he was a workhorse for us. He had, you know, most touches probably in the conference and then the most yards in. People forget he missed a game and a half of football that season and still led the NSIC. So we expect him to be able to go out there. I don't want to, you know, have him take as many touches as he did that year, but he certainly is an explosive player. He understands our offense. He's really good at the gap scheme stuff that we run. So excited to get him back out there. I don't know if he's more excited or me, because it's fun to get him the ball out there and see his energy and running around.
Special team certainly has some new faces on it. What have you seen from that part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, we Lewis Mason Hofer, obviously from last year, did most of our punting in PATs. Max Rodriguez did most of our kickoff stuff. He's back, along with Connor Kusick, was on the roster last year. So Max and Connor kind of been battling it out through the fall, and anticipate both those guys playing, to be honest with you. So we feel pretty good about their abilities to bang the ball around. The return game, feel real good. Jake Hill was our returner last year on punt returns. He's got a little savvy to him. Feel good just about the returners in general. We've got some pretty dynamic kids, you know, Colton Herman and Stone and some of those other guys, along with the running backs, being doing the kickoff returns. So we just got to, obviously, like he said, just first time getting a different opponent running down full speed. So hopefully we can handle it and get some explosive plays on that side of it.
More with Coach Pulte when we come back. Our Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show, part two with head coach Brent Pulte. Brent, your defense tonight certainly has some familiar faces to it. But what are the new guys, those new faces, shown to you in practice that's why they're on the field tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the back half, we lost quite a bit. We returned Willie Spears at corner, and Willie's had a good camp, so expect big things out of him. But I think Princeton Harris in our secondary is going to be a good player for us. He's a transfer last spring. Solidified himself as our starting corner alongside with Willie. Savon Cameron was a transfer as well. He started his career at Southern Illinois. Will certainly be out on the field as well in the secondary. Colton Herman was kind of a role player last year. Caleb Young was a role player at safety. You know, Klein and that group. So we feel, along with Malik Knox, moving some pieces around back there, we feel pretty good about it. But a guy that's really jumped out during camp, I think, is just in general position, has just been our D-line. A lot of people know about Zolly Kaplan and Wadsworth. Those guys have been on the field a ton. But Marco Cavallaro, our starting nose tackle, missed probably half the season with a pec injury last year. He's been playing really well. I think the most improved player on our team would be Stephen Hoffman, a big defensive tackle. It certainly looks to party, 6'5", 270 or 280, but he just his understanding of the game. Getting Ryan Schnobrick back from injury, tore his ACL last year, midseason. Also with DJ McCray and Elijah Brown. So we feel pretty good about that up front. And so those are guys that I would say, you know, if you haven't heard of them quite as much, they've been around, but now it's just their time to shine and take over those starting roles.
Historically, your defense, to me anyway, has been at its best when the Buck linebacker, Zolly Kaplan spot, when that guy's your best player. Why is that spot so valuable? Why is Zolly such a good fit for that spot?
Well, usually the biggest thing with that position is they're kind of the disruptive guy. They're always, you know, we can zone drop them, we can blitz them, and, you know, we put them in his hand in the dirt. They're kind of our, you know, Swiss Army knife, if you want to look at it that way. They kind of do a little bit of everything. But Zolly, in particular, just such a high motor kid. He's really worked on his craft to become good in the run game. He's always been exceptionally good in the pass rush, but the kid has had a tremendous camp. He's looked phenomenal, and he's going to be disruptive. He's been disruptive in every practice that we've had. So anticipate him being able to do some really good things this year. And just the balance of the D-line, I don't think they can really focus on him either with the other type of players they have up front.
Zolly, one of your captains, along with quarterback Brandon Ault, wide receiver Brennan Bolio, offensive lineman Ty Cobb, and running back Jalen Fry. What makes that group captain material?
What they do behind the scenes, number one. I think they're, you know, you talk about the guys that really believe in BSU football and kind of embody the culture that we have here, the tough-mindedness, the blue-collar, the grind-the-axe mentality. And all their stories are a little bit different, but some of those guys are six-year guys, some of the guys are five-year guys, some guys are coming off of, you know, season-ending injuries. So the fun part about those guys is that their work ethic off the field and just making their teammates better and demanding a high standard from them. We always talk about it in our program is that the standard really never changes here at BSU. We might change the names and the numbers of the people that are on the field. But if you get that and they understand that of who we are and what type of team that we're going to play and what type of style we're going to play, and you have your leaders bought into that, usually you don't have to really overly coach that, which is awesome. You feel like you got 110 coaches out on the field and guys holding that standard, especially when you're not around them, Schulte. Like, they're college kids. They can, you know, maybe fall into some situations that they shouldn't be in or make a mistake here or there. But when you have guys going, hey, you know, what you're here for, you're part of BSU football, it's nice sitting in this office behind this desk because I don't have a lot of those issues. So I'm grateful for those guys. They've come back from adversity and really embody what BSU football's about.
After you lost MSU Mankato last year, they kind of sputtered down the stretch. That's not really in character for them. Based on who they have back and based on their history, what are you expecting from the Mavericks tonight?
I think it's just going to be a really, really good football team. I think you look at their season compared to ours, you know, they could have said or could have been very easily 9-2 last year as well. If you look at some of the games that they were in all the way through the year, and there was a lot of parity last year with that coming off of COVID. But you know what you're going to get from Mankato. You're going to go your well-coached team. Coach Hoffner's been there a long time. He's taken over the offense. So I don't think there's going to be drastic differences. They might have a thing here or there that they might, you know, try to do differently, which every staff does in the offseason. But, you know, Coach Glagowski is a really good friend of mine. He's a good – their defensive coordinator's done an outstanding job. And when you really look at their numbers, I mean, they had the highest scoring offense. They had one of the better defenses. How did they end up 6-5? Sometimes it could be an injury, a play here or there that cost them. So – they're not going anywhere. They got good players, respect what they have. I enjoy the way they play the game. So it's going to be a slugfest out there. It's going to be a fun football game.
Every year there's a few changes to your staff, even changes to assignments of guys that are still with you. What do you like about the makeup of this staff this year?
You know, been pretty fortunate since I've been here, even as assistant coach under Coach Tesh, is been blessed to be around guys that I personally like coming to the office with, you know. So Coach McClinn, start with him. He's our new defensive coordinator, kind of been in the league. He coached at Duluth, was at Whitewater, back and forth. He played there and then went back and coached there as well. But Marcus brings the energy, a little bit of a dog mentality, which I like, which you need to have on the defensive side of the ball, which the kids respect and they play hard for him. So he was able to bring in a corner coach, Coach Ross, was at Central Michigan, came over, has done a nice job with their corners. And then we had adjunct position after Coach Nye left. We were able to bring in Nate Nelson on the defensive line along with Coach Carey. So we've had a little bit of turnover on defense with some guys climbing the ladder and getting some opportunities elsewhere. So But just good group of guys that understand it. Coach Carey had been here before, so he knows a little bit about what BSU is about. Coach McClain being in the league, obviously I think he knew a pretty good understanding of how we played, but brings his variation of how he wants to lead the group. So it's been fun. I really, you always get nervous when you lose good coaches, but this has been pretty seamless, and the offensive staff is obviously intact, so we feel excited about having all those guys returning for us and getting ready to roll.
Brent, best of luck.
I appreciate it, Chelsea.
Brent Pulte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.